promises of God. They were reminded of the presence of God. They were reminded of the power of God. They were reminded of the victories that God had given to them. Inside that Ark of the Covenant, there was a rod that budded. That was Aaron's rod. It was just an old stick. But to prove that God was with him in his leadership, he actually caused it to bud and bring forth almonds. And that was in there. And then there was a pot of manna that God preserved. And God, to remind them that God had fed them for 40 years while they traveled through the wilderness. And then inside, of course, was the ark, or the Ten Commandments that God had carved and written on stone. And that ark was that reminder of God's word and God's presence. And so it was an ark of testimony. And every time they saw that ark, it testified to them that we're a special people, that God has made all of these promises and commitments to us, and that God has chosen to dwell with us and in our midst and in our presence. And it was a testimony to them. And so it was the ark of the testimony. Amen. And then the Lord said in Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 10, Brother Martin, Marshall, I'm sorry, if you'll just, number 13, if you'll just pull that down just a little bit. I'm a little bit loud here. I think I'm hearing just a little too much. Yeah, I want to get loud in a minute, and I won't be able to without hurting somebody's ears. Thank you. Amen. Hebrews Isaiah chapter 43, verse 10. The Lord said, ye are my witnesses. Isn't that awesome? That the Lord would say to a people, you're my witnesses. Hallelujah. That you represent me. I represent you. I want a partnership. You're my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall be after me. So the Lord said, you're my witnesses that I am. That I am who I say I am. That I am God. Aren't you glad you're a witness of that tonight? Hallelujah. I'm glad I know who God is. Praise the Lord. I'm glad, but I know there's just one God. And there wasn't any God formed before Him. And there's not going to be one formed after Him. Hallelujah. And I'm glad that I know His saving name today. The name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hey, I got a testimony tonight. You've got a testimony tonight. You are a witness tonight. Amen. I'm sorry, but I can't just be politically correct sometimes, because I really do know who God is. Hallelujah. I can't just kind of hang my head when somebody says Jesus as if it's something wrong with it. No, there's nothing wrong with it. Amen. That's God manifest in the flesh. Amen. He's the only Savior. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, if you believe not that I'm He, you shall die in your sins. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're called to be His witnesses. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Remember that verse? But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Anybody get any power when you got the Holy Ghost? Do you feel a little something stirring? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. And you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. Amen. I like that verse. He says you shall be. He didn't say you might be if you want to. You can if you will. But He said you will be. You shall be. You can't help it. It's just part of salvation. You will be a witness. You will be a good one or you will be a bad one, but you will be one. Amen. Because we represent Him. Our name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. We have been filled with His Spirit and washed with His blood. And so we are His witnesses. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, after Jesus ascended, He didn't come back. At least not in the flesh. He did come back in the power of His Spirit, but the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, is invisible. But you know what He did do? He put that Spirit in us. And then he said, now you're going to be my witnesses. That's why he told his disciples, he said, the works that I do, greater works than these shall you do. Because I go to my Father which is in heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. So, at the same works that Jesus did, he said, you'll do them. Praise God. Anybody believe that tonight? Do you believe that you can lay your hands on somebody and God can heal them? You don't have to call the pastor for that. You can do that. Because you're a believer. Because you're a witness. Amen. You can pray for somebody and God can meet their need, whatever it is. Because you are a believer and you are a witness. Amen. Praise God. And so God has called us to be His witnesses. Hallelujah. Amen. I love Acts chapter 4. The Bible says, talking about John and Peter, they called them and commanded them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than to God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. That's what a witness does. If you're called to give witness in a court of law, all they're interested in is what you saw. Not what you think, not what your opinion is, not what you hope, but they want to know, what did you see and what did you hear? Just tell us those things. And as a witness for Jesus Christ, we are responsible for what we see and for what we hear. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And we have heard something. And we have seen something. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 I was thinking as this service, and Sister Gibbon was singing that beautiful song a little bit ago, it took me back a few years. And one of the joy and the good things about getting older, Brother Neil, is that I have more memories. Amen. I can remember church in the 50s. And I can remember church in the 60s. And I can remember church in the 70s. And I can remember church in the 80s. And I can remember church in the 90s. And I can remember church in the 2000s. Amen. And now I can remember church in the 2010s. Amen. Praise God. So it's beautiful to look back. And sometimes a song like that takes me back to a particular feeling and a particular atmosphere. Amen. And I just get this, I feel this old 50s feeling when I hear some of these songs. And 60s feelings. Amen. And it's a good thing. Yes, sir. Amen. I go back in my memory to Odessa, Texas and to Midland and to little old churches and big churches. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a good thing. Amen. It's a good thing to live for the Lord and to have heard some things and seen some things. Praise the Lord. When I started preaching, Brother Neil, I remember I used to think, man, I'll never be able to speak for 30 minutes. Well, we got past that, didn't we? Amen. But I still try to pray, Lord, fill my mouth with worthwhile stuff and help me shut up when I've said enough. That's a good prayer. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so it's a good thing to have seen some things and heard some things. Amen. So I've got a lot of stories. You know why? Because I've seen some things and I've heard some things. Hallelujah. And so I can tell you a lot about what the Lord has done because of what I've seen Him do and what I've heard Him do and what He has done for me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Songwriters wrote a song years ago back in the 60s. And he said, I was there when it happened, so I guess I ought to know. I was there when He saved me, the very moment He forgave me. He took away my heavy burden and He gave me peace within. Satan can't make me doubt it. It's real and I'm going to shout it. I was there when it happened and I guess I ought to know. Hallelujah. Don't try to tell me what I've received or haven't received, because I know for myself. I know that God is real. I know the Holy Ghost is genuine. I know that there's power in the blood. I know that He's still a great physician and He's the only Savior. I know He's the Prince of Peace. Amen. I know because I've experienced it for myself. I have a testimony. You have a testimony tonight. Hallelujah. And so he said, I want you to just what you see and what you hear. You see, you don't have to know the Bible inside out and be a great scholar. You don't have to be able to quote 600 verses. Amen. You just know what happened to you. You know what you saw. You know what you heard. You know what you felt. You know the change that came into your life. You know what the Lord has done. That's what a Holy Ghost testimony is. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. And so what they had seen and what they had heard. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jesus said to His disciples in John chapter 13 verse 35, He said, "By this shall all men know that ye are My disciples, if you have love one to another." He said there's something that people are going to be able to identify you with. And that was before bumper stickers and little golden crosses hanging around your neck. Amen. That's not what signifies Christianity. He said that people are going to know that you're My disciples because you have love one for another. Hallelujah. Amen. And so that's still the greatest sign of a Christian, is because we have love for one another and we have love for God. Amen. That's how people know. Somebody said they don't care what you know until they know that you care. That's where it starts. Amen. They feel your compassion. They feel your love. They feel your mercy. The Scripture said the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. That's why the Scripture said you can love those that hate you and pray for those that despitefully use you. How can you do that? By the power of the Holy Ghost. That's what Jesus did when He said, "Father, forgive them. They know not what to do." That's what Stephen did when he said, "Father, lay not this sin to their charge," while they were stoning him. There's something about the love of God that can get so down deep in a person's heart. Amen. You'll be a testimony in your life and you'll be a testimony in your death. Amen. Praise the Lord. Wasn't it Job that said, "Let me die the death of the righteous"? I'm telling you, there's a testimony in the way some people die. Hallelujah. I could tell you some testimonies about folks dying. It'll make you shout. Amen. You think, "Well, Brother Grissom, that's kind of weird. They're dying." No, no, they're going home. Hallelujah. Amen. I wasn't there when my mom died, but I know one thing. A few minutes before she left, she told the little girls, she said, "I'm going home today." And 5 minutes later, when they walked in, she was gone. She did exactly what she said. Amen. Hallelujah. It's all right. Praise God. You got somewhere to go. Amen. It's all right. And so, living testimonies and testimonies in our dying. Amen. That's what we owe. I believe we owe the salvation of Paul in great part to the testimony of Stephen. I don't think he ever got away from that. I don't think any of them did. The Bible said while they were stoning him, his face began to glow like he was an angel. Amen. And there was a very visible Holy Ghost manifestation in their midst. You talk about a testimony, I guarantee you, some of those old boys didn't sleep good that night. For a long time. Praise the Lord. Because they remembered the testimony of Stephen, and his word rang in their ears and penetrated their heart and their conscience, and they just couldn't shut it out. I know about that. When I was a teenager, kind of a rebellious little guy, I was afraid to get in too much trouble. I knew better. But I just wasn't ready to serve the Lord yet. I was a little slow about coming around. But I'll tell you what, my mom, I learned that a pillow will not keep out the sounds of travail. I'd hear my mom in there groaning and moaning and crying and talking in tongues. I'd get that pillow and I'd put that thing over my ears and I'd pull it down just as tight as I could get it and pile another one on top of it, and those prayers would just pierce right through all of that. Amen. I'd lay there and I wish it hush. One part was saying that and one part saying, "Mama, please don't quit praying for me." Amen. Praise God. That was a witness to me. That was a witness to me. Amen. I heard another young man say his dad was a great man of God and is a great man of God. And he said what convinced him more than anything else of the reality of what his father had. He'd get up early in the morning to go on his paper route. And he'd get up early and he'd go out and get his bicycle and get his papers. And when he went out to get his bicycle, he'd hear his dad in the garage early, early, early in the morning. And he'd hear him in there groaning and praying and crying and shouting and rejoicing morning after morning after morning after morning. And he was convinced, it just spoke to his heart, said, "There's something to this, to make somebody get out of that old bed in the morning. Amen. There's nobody out here but Dad. He doesn't even know I can hear him. He's not doing this for anybody else. There's got to be something to this." Thank God for a testimony. Thank God for a testimony. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus said to his disciples, John 20 and 21, he said, "As the Father hath sent me, so send I you." Amen. Jesus was sent on a mission to the earth. And you and I still have a mission, don't we? He told us, he said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." That's our mission. That's our job. We're called to be witnesses. Hallelujah. We're called to be witnesses. We're called to bear testimony to the great name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He said, "Go." Amen. And I love it. Mark chapter 16. Jesus said, "Go," and the Bible says they went. And he said, "Preach," and the Bible said they preached everywhere. And then it said, and he confirmed the word with signs following. In other words, when they preached the word of God, Jesus said, "I'll do it. I'll do it." Amen. You preach healing, Jesus heals. You preach salvation, Jesus saves. Amen. You preach ball games and sports statistics and socialism and philosophy, that's what you're going to get. But if you preach the Word of God, you're going to get the manifestation of the Word of God. Hallelujah. You preach holiness, you're going to get holiness. Amen. Whatever you preach, that's what the Lord said, "I'll do it, I'll back you up." And He did. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Acts chapter 3 and verse 4, we find Peter and John going to the temple at the hour of prayer, and there they saw the lame man at the gate. Amen. Saying, "Alms, alms." And they said, "Silver and gold have we none, but such as I have, give I thee." Amen. He said, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." He said, "Look on us." And you see, that's a lot of confidence, isn't it? Look on us. Can we say that tonight? Amen. You want to know what a Christian is supposed to be like? Look on us. Amen. You want to know how Jesus Christ lived? Look on us. Amen. That's saying a lot, isn't it, folks? That's taking on a lot of responsibility, but that's what he's literally saying. Look on us. Look on us. Amen. Look on us. Hallelujah. Paul said it this way, 1 Corinthians 11:1, he said, "Be ye followers of me, even as I am also of Christ." That's saying a lot, isn't it? He said, "You follow me just like I'm following Jesus." Praise the Lord. Amen. That's good, isn't it? Praise the Lord. And isn't that true? Amen. Somebody said, "You're the only Bible that some folks will ever read." The Scripture said that we are His epistle, known and read of all men. Amen. People read that don't read the Bible read you. Praise God. Yeah, they're looking for fault. Amen. But they're seeing a whole lot more good than they are fault. Glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Then Paul said, Philippians 1:21, he said, "For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain." He's not speaking for everybody. He said, "But for me, to live is Christ." In other words, he said, "I'm so sold out. This is it for me. For me to live is Christ. And to die, well, that's gain." Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And then finally, the book said in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14, he said, "Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord." Now listen closely. That holiness without which no man shall see the Lord, there's two ways we can interpret that. One is that if we're not holy, we're not going to see the Lord. And I believe there's some truth to that. But the second way to see that is that the way people see the Lord is through our holiness. Because we are His witnesses. People see the Lord through our testimony. Isn't that true? As we follow Christ, and as we are holy in an unholy world, and righteous in an unrighteous world, and godly in an ungodly world, that's how people see Christ. So people are not going to see the Lord unless they see Him in us. That was Jesus' plan. Amen. So it is important tonight that we have a good testimony, isn't it? Praise the Lord. And we do have a good testimony. And we can have a good testimony. And we must have a good testimony. Hallelujah. I love this verse here in Hebrews chapter 5. Amen. It said, "And Enoch had this testimony, that he pleased the Lord." I can't think of a better testimony. Amen. Some people have the testimony that they're rich. Every year Forbes tries to figure out who the richest man in the world is. That's their testimony. Amen. People have all kinds of testimonies. Some have the testimony that they've hit the most home runs, and somebody else they've made the most touchdowns, and somebody else they caught the most passes, and somebody else they scored the most goals on the basketball court, and somebody else they drove a golf ball the furthest. People got all kinds of testimonies. Amen. Got testimonies of Oscars and Emmys and Gimmies, and I got all kinds of testimonies. All kinds of testimonies. Amen. But Enoch had this testimony that he pleased God. He might not have been the most popular, I don't know. He may not have been the most handsome. Maybe he wasn't the strongest. Maybe he wasn't the richest. But he had this testimony that he pleased God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you tonight, I'm not against being wealthy. If God gives you wealth, that's all right as long as you use it right. That's okay. It's all right to be good looking. When God was handing out looks, I thought He said books and said, "Give me a funny one." Amen. But it's all right. It's all right. Amen. You can't help that. Regardless of what your looks are, there's little you can do about it. Amen. But we can have one testimony that is vital and important to the Christian, and that is that we please God. That needs to be primary in our life. and essential in our Christian walk that we please God. Now, how did you know he's the only one in the Bible that says that he pleased the Lord? Didn't say that about Abraham. Didn't say that about Moses. Didn't say that about John, or Peter, or James, or Paul. Amen. The only other one it says it about is Jesus, but it says that he pleased the Lord always. That's what qualified him a little more than Enoch. Enoch pleased the Lord, but maybe not always. But Jesus pleased the Lord always. Amen. Great man here. We don't know a lot about him, but the Bible says that he walked with God. That he walked with God. Everybody say he walked with God. Amos reminds us, can two walk together except they be agreed? Amen. Brother Neil, the only way you and I can walk together is if we make up our mind we're going the same place. Amen. If I want to go one place and you want to go somewhere else, we can't walk together. So the only way you can walk together with God is make up your mind that you want to go where he's going. And you want to be involved in what he's involved in. Hallelujah. That's how you walk with God. You cannot be involved in the world and be involved in God. Because he and the world are separate. Amen. Worldliness is one way and godliness is the other. Righteousness is one way and unrighteousness is the other. If you're going to walk with God, you've got to be in agreement with God. Amen. That's the only way you can walk with him. Amen. John said it this way. He said, if we walk in the light as he's in the light, and if you're going to walk with God, you're going to walk in light because he is light. God is light. Amen. I like walking light personally. I'm real leery of walking in darkness. I've had some bad experiences doing that. I'm not scared of the dark, just what I think might be in it. Amen. And I have walked into stuff. You ever walked anything in the dark? It's painful, isn't it? You know these altars down here are real solid when you're walking into them in the dark? You're going to put a big old knot on your shin. And that booth right back there, you know where it comes when you're walking in the dark? It comes right here. And it's a rude awakening when you hit that little buddy and go, boom, and suddenly it pops you right in the mouth. So I don't like walking. I've about learned now to turn the lights on. I'm a slow learner, but I'm getting there. I don't like walking in the dark. Amen. I walk real slow. I learned early when I was a kid, we were trick-or-treating one time. And so we decided to take a shortcut from one yard to the next. Everybody else was calmly, like they're supposed to, walked out to the sidewalk and went down the sidewalk. But I thought, I'm going to beat them over there. So I hoofed it across the yard. What I didn't see was it had a little bitty fence about that tall. It was dark. And I hit that fence and I went one way and all my candy went the other. It was not a good experience. I don't like walking in the dark. I have not had good experiences in the dark. So I like to walk in the light so I can see things. Amen. And I know what's there. And so the Bible said if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship. Everybody say we have fellowship. We have fellowship one with the other. And that's why I like walking with Jesus, because Brother Neil, you can be out there mowing a lawn. Hallelujah. Fellowshipping with the Lord. Yeah. Praise God. You can be driving down the highway, talking in tongues. Praise the Lord. Amen. You can, Brother Wesley, you can be up there sawing boards and nailing and talking to the Lord. You can have fellowship when you're walking with the Lord. He'll be wherever you are. You can fellowship with him and you can feel his presence because he's there. Amen. Hallelujah. When you're walking with God, there's a fellowship that is beautiful and special because you're walking with Jesus. And then there's an added blessing here. The Bible said, in the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all of our sins. That's a progressive tense. It means it is constantly, continually cleansing us. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I always need cleansing every day. Every day. I always need that cleansing. Amen. So when I'm walking in the light, as He's in the light, I have light, I have fellowship, and I have cleansing. Who wouldn't want to walk in light? Who wouldn't want to fellowship with Jesus Christ? Amen. You see, that's our testimony. That's why Enoch walked with the Lord. I encourage you to walk with the Lord today. Amen. And then, I want you to know, he really walked with the Lord. 300 years. That's a long walk. 300 years he walked with the Lord. 300 years he walked with the Lord. Yeah, that's a lot of walking. Amen. He started when he was 65. Got a late start. But he was very consistent. Amen. I guess it depends on how you measure life. Enoch was not on the earth as long as a lot of people. His son Methuselah was the oldest living human being. 969 years. His papa, he only lived 365, if you count life on the earth. But the fact is, he just never died. Amen. Hallelujah. He was real different. You read the story, it says, so-and-so was born and begat sons and lived so long and died. And it goes on and on and on like that all through the chapter until it gets to Enoch. And then it says he walked with the Lord 365 years and was not, for the Lord took him. Woo! Glory! How in the world can you walk with God a whole lifetime? Well, here's the answer: by faith. By faith. By faith. By faith. I read a quote today from a minister that said, he said, one of the hardest things in life is to pray hard for something. The answer is no, and you don't know why. That's when you have faith. You pray hard, God says no, and doesn't tell you why. Then you just trust Him, and you just keep walking. You don't get mad. You don't get discouraged. You don't get dismayed. You just say, well, God, you know what's best. I don't understand, but I trust you, and I'm going to keep walking with you. Amen. I'm going to keep walking with you. I'm hurting, but I'm going to keep walking with you. Amen. I'm a little confused, but I'm going to keep walking with you. I don't understand what's going on, but I'm going to keep walking with you. That's how you walk with God for 300 years. You just don't let anything stop you. If you fall, you get up. Amen. You don't ever turn around. You just get up and you say, keep walking. Amen. Nothing stops you. That's how you do it for 300 years. He knew who he was walking with. He understood what he had and its value, and he would not allow anything to detour him or turn him around. That's how you walk with God for 300 years. Walking is progressive. Amen. When you walk, you do make progress. It's not fast, but it's progressive. Walking is, it's forward. Amen. I've tried walking backwards. That's about like walking in the dark. That hadn't turned, for me, it hadn't worked out too good. You know, I'd a lot rather walk forward. I think God intended for us to walk forward, because He didn't put one of those little beepers on us. You know? He intends for you to go forward, not backward. Amen. And so you're going to walk. It's going to be progressive. It's going to be forward. That's what we call maturity. Amen. I do know this. I need to walk a lot more than I do, but I know this. When I walk consistently, I have more stamina. The more I walk, the more I can walk. Amen. I used to run like a deer. Now I run, people say, oh dear. Hope he makes it. But I can walk. I'm still walking. Amen. And so he walked with God. I don't know what happened about the time of the birth of Methuselah, but the Bible says after Methuselah was born, he was 65 years old, and that's when he started walking with God. Let me tell you something. If you don't walk with God before your kids are born, it's good to walk with God after your kids are born, so they have a good Christian example in their home. I'm so glad that I grew up in a home where my mom and dad walked with God. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Amen. And I'm so thankful. I really am. I don't boast about it, but I'm thankful for it. I don't think I'm better than anybody else, but I thank God for it. I do. I thank God that there was never a television set in my house, ever. There was never a refrigerator with beer and alcohol in it, never. There was never a carton of cigarettes or even a pack in my house, except the ones that I hid time or two. Prayed Mama didn't find, but she figured me out. Hey, man, I got in big time trouble. And I'm so glad my mom was so mean. She didn't let me get away with anything. I mean, she could see what I was doing when I wasn't even around. I think the Holy Ghost has in on that deal. But I'm so thankful for that. I really am. Amen. I'm glad I didn't grow up in a house where there was cursing and dirty jokes. Amen. I remember slipping up a time or two, and whoo, that was bad. Bad, 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 bad. Amen. Thank God for that. Thank God for that. Isn't that wonderful? I'm thankful for that. I'm really glad for that. I thank God often that I grew up in a Christian home. Amen. And I wouldn't take anything for that. Amen. And I want my home to be like that. Praise God. I don't know what your home was like, but growing up, but I know what it can be like now. You can do like Methuselah. Forget the past. Forget what was. But just make up your mind starting right now. Amen. He started when he was 65. And that's a good time to start if you hadn't started earlier. One day he just said, I'm going to start walking with God, brother. And he started walking with the Lord that day. And he's continued for 300 years. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And he continually walked with God. As a matter of fact, his walk was his witness. And yours is too. Regardless of what you say, it's how you live that's your witness. It's your walk that is your witness, not what you say. People don't see what you... What is it? Somebody said that the way you live is speaking so loudly, I can't hear what you say. Amen. It's important that our walk and our talk match. And in Enoch's case, it did. His walk was his witness. Jude, verse 14, verse 15, and Enoch also the seventh from Adam prophesied of these, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Now, let me just tell you something here today. Enoch walked with God when it wasn't easy to walk with God. Enoch walked with God when it wasn't popular to walk with God. Enoch walked with God when there wasn't many people walking for God. Amen. He was a contemporary of some ungodly people. And so he was grieved at that. Amen. And people spoke harshly. That's what he's referring to here when he talks about people that spoke hard against God. You know, we're living in that time right now. I was reading an article today about a man. He wrote a blog on Huffington Post, and he called Catholic people, he called them Jesus eaters. Amen. And he was very derisive in his comments. And the sad thing about that, and what we better be careful about, as regards to what you might think about another religion, if they can talk that way about that one, they can talk about yours and mine. And if they can take away that liberty, they can take away your liberty. Amen. Regardless of what you think, folks, I'm telling you, we're living in a time, it is quickly getting harsh. And there is, if things don't happen pretty soon, something turns around, we're headed for some severe persecutions. And we're going to lose a lot of our religious liberties. Amen. That's coming down the pipe. Amen. I haven't had time to check it out, but I'm told that in the health care bill that was passed recently, that there is a part of that that says you will take a chip in your hand. You will take it. And that's law. So that just kind of tells us where we are, folks. We're getting close to the end of this journey. And it's time to just keep walking with the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We may have to walk with Him to Calvary, but that's all right. That's still walking with the Lord. What was it David said? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Amen. It doesn't matter where you have to walk. As long as you're walking with God, it can be dark all around you, but it's going to be light if you walk with Him. Amen. Praise God. There's going to be peace if you walk with Him. You read about some of those precious saints of God in Fox's Book of Martyrs. I read stories in there about they would march them and through the cold and through the ice and until the skin on the bottom of their feet would be bleeding and pulling loose in the frozen terrain they were walking on, and they would take their garments off and they would be shivering and freezing literally to death. But they would be singing. Hallelujah. Hey, I'm telling you what, you can get so lost in the Holy Ghost you won't even feel the cold. The grace of God can be so powerful that you can shout and talk in tongues all the way to a cross. Because they did. We know that God can stop the mouth of lions, but He didn't always. He allowed some of them to be dashed to death with claws of lions and the crushing of their teeth. He allowed that to happen, but that's all right. You know why? Because grace of God was there. Embraced them. They just counted a privilege to be martyrs for the name of Jesus Christ. By the way, did you know the word witness comes from the word martus? And we get our word martyr from that word. Amen. Jesus, what He's really saying is, you will be martyrs unto Me. People that are willing not only to live their lives, but lay down their lives for My cause. And they did. And they did. Literally by the thousands they did. Amen. I've heard people make the comment, I don't know, Brother Grissom, if I could do that. Let me tell you something. He said, My grace is sufficient for you. If He brings you to it, He'll take you through it. Yes, He will. You may not know right now, but when you get there, you won't be alone. He'll be with you. Hallelujah. And He will take you through. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Our testimony, it's vital. It's vital. Amen. The Bible says that Enoch walked with God and he was not. I just like that so much. For the Lord took him. I love the old preacher, the way he said it. He said Enoch was walking with God, and God said, Enoch, you know, we're closer to my house than we are to yours. Why don't you just come on home with me? Glory. And so he lifted up his foot from terra firma, and next thing he set it down on a street of gold. Hallelujah. Amen. He was breathing earthly air, and the next thing, it was heaven's atmosphere. Praise God. Just like that. Just like that. Amen. I'm telling you, now that's a type of the church, isn't it? We're living in the day when that could happen at any moment. Amen. Any step, every time I lift my foot, I don't know if I'm going to ever put it back down again on this old earth. But it'd be all right with me if I don't. Amen. I lift the old foot up to take a step, and the next thing I know, it's landing on a golden street. Glory. Hallelujah. Hey, it's worth it to walk with the Lord. Your testimony is important. Your testimony is vital. Amen. The Bible says that Enoch was translated, the word means carried over. The Lord just carried him over. Amen. The Bible said of Jesus that he ascended. And that's different. He's the only one that ever did that. Elijah was caught up in a whirlwind. I was teaching a Sunday school class years ago, and I was talking about Elijah. And I was getting all excited, you know, trying to get the kids all excited. And I said, Elijah was standing there, and all of a sudden, I said, there was this chariot of fire pulled by horses, and it swept down, and Elijah was caught up in a whirlwind. And you know what happened? And the little boy said, yeah, he got burnt. I said, no, he didn't get burnt. That's the logical thing. Amen. But that's not what happened. Amen. So God took him in a whirlwind. But Jesus just simply ascended, and they watched him as he was caught away. And the angel said, this same Jesus that you have seen go away shall come again also in like manner as you have seen him go away. Amen. You know what? He's coming back. And when he comes back, the Bible said he's coming back with 10,000s of his saints. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to be in that number. How about you? Praise God. Somebody said, I've been on airplane rides, but I'm getting ready for a plain air ride. Amen. It's not going to be long. We're going to be caught up out of here. Amen. But it's according to your testimony. It's according to your testimony. Your testimony is so important. It's so important. Amen. You know what? The Apostle Paul used more than anything else was his testimony. Oh, he knew the Scriptures. He could quote the Scriptures. He was a doctor of the Scriptures. Nobody knew the Scriptures better than Paul did. But you know how he won more people to God? Because of his testimony. Let me tell you why that's so important. In Paul's time, now when he talked to Jews, the Jews knew Scripture, so he could use the Scripture. But when he talked to Gentiles, they didn't know Scripture. So he couldn't use Scripture. You know what's happening in the United States of America? There are more and more and more people that don't know the Bible. And so when you start trying to talk Scripture, they don't know what you're talking about. And we are having more and more people that don't even believe in the Bible. So if people don't believe in the Bible, how are you going to witness to them? You're going to give them your testimony. And that's what it takes. Amen. And that's what you know best, isn't it? Your testimony. Just tell them what happened to you. Just tell them what happened to you. Tell them what Jesus means to you. Tell them what Jesus has done for you. It's your testimony. That's how you win people to God. You don't have to be a great Bible scholar. Just give them your testimony. Amen. Would you stand with me tonight? Praise the Lord. Thank God for testimonies. Thank God for testimonies. Everybody has one. Everybody has one. Amen. And you know what? Every testimony is important. I've heard a lot of testimonies in my life. Amen. Anybody, some of you might remember a lady by the name of Sister Charlotte. Sister Charlotte was at one time a Catholic nun in a closed convent. She went through some terrible, terrible things. Terrible things. Amen. Terrible things happened to her. Amen. And she would give her testimony. I was 6 years old, and I was too just enthralled as she gave her testimony. Amen. And quite a lady, quite a testimony she would give. Amen. I've heard people come through, and especially in the 70s, we had a lot of people that were delivered from drug addiction and all of those things, and my, the testimonies they would give. Amen. And I used to listen to all that, and I'd think, God, you know, I don't have much of a testimony. Amen. Mine's not near that exciting. But you know what I've come to learn? It is. It is. Mine is a testimony of grace. God didn't deliver me out of a whole bunch of stuff because I wasn't into a whole bunch of stuff. He kept me out of that. And I thank God for that. But everybody's got a testimony. Amen. God, guard our testimony and help us to freely share our testimony with everybody. Everybody you get a chance to share it with. Anybody here ever been healed? Lord ever healed you? Isn't that a great testimony? And that's a great testimony. Amen. I've been healed of some pretty bad stuff, and I thank God for that. Amen. I thank God for that. You got so many testimonies. Anybody here, you ever been through financial difficulties and the Lord pulled through and somehow you had money that you didn't know where it was going to come from, but it came through. And, amen. I wish I had time to give you more. I could tell you a lot of testimonies tonight. Amen. Just my testimonies as well as other people's. Isn't it great? Isn't it wonderful living for God? You got all these testimonies, all these stories, and they're yours. Praise God. You've had to sit here and listen to me tonight. But while you were thinking in your head, you were thinking of your testimonies. I wish I could give my testimony. Amen. Praise the Lord, because you got testimonies. God's been good to you. God's been good to me. Amen. Let's go and share our testimonies tonight. Somebody's sick, give them your testimony how the Lord healed you. Amen. Somebody depressed, tell them how the Lord delivered you. Amen. Somebody lost, steeped in their sin, tell them how the Lord delivered you. So many testimonies. Would you lift your hands with me right now? Let's just thank God for our testimony tonight. Would you do that?